The Federal Bureau of Justice Statistics report released this week puts Wisconsin in the top 10 states that have seen prison numbers drop. At the end of 2008, the state had 2,000 less prisoners than the year before. 1,000 fewer people were sent to prison, and about 500 more were released. Mark Maurer of the National Sentencing Project says the global fiscal crisis has forced many states to save money through what he calls back-end changes.
So moving up the eligibility date for parole release by 60 or 90 days, you release the same number of people, but you do it earlier, reduce the population. A number of states are trying to reduce the number of people they send back to prison on a parole violation.
But Maurer says the nation's prison population will remain the largest in the world until policymakers make front-end changes that reduce the amount of time criminals are sentenced to.
You know, until we address the fundamental question of how many people we send to prison and how long do we keep them there, you know, it's going to be a continual race at the end to keep up with the flow that's coming in.
Prison reform advocates in Wisconsin over the past year have passed laws aimed at reducing recidivism by helping ex-offenders avoid the revolving door back to prison. But State Representative Joe Parisi, who heads the Assembly Corrections Committee, says it's still too early to tell whether those reforms are having an impact. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.